I'm Alan.
And I'm Griff, and this is eBay for Business, your weekly source for the information and inspiration you need to start, run, and grow a business on the world's most powerful marketplace. So, it's just Alan from now on?
Yep, just Alan. My Q score says so.
Oh, really? Q score? How nice for you. You're a star now. Just Alan. It's a heady and challenging role, being a celebrity, Alan. It's one fraught with danger, but you know best. So, hey, Just Alan, what's on for this week's episode?
Well, just Griff.
Now stop that.
Okay, sorry. Well, Griff.
Yeah.
Our theme this week is the importance of maintaining a healthy work-life balance to avoid business burnout.
Mm-hmm.
For our main story, we'll have a conversation with three sellers this week to learn how they handle this delicate work-life balance.
Excellent. And on our Inside eBay segment, we'll meet David Bernstein. He works on seller tools, and he'll speak to a specific feature that all eBay store subscribers have, and it's called vacation mode.
Ah, vacations, the best way to balance out the stress of work.
Yeah.
We don't take enough vacations, Griff.
Oh, you remember that we're both about to go on vacations in a few weeks, right?
All right. Where are you heading off to?
I'm off to the UK for 2 weeks for rest and recharge. Where are you going? Wait, let me guess.
Ireland, of course.
Of course, to visit family.
And friends.
And pubs.
Hey, Guinness just isn't the same here in the States.
I know. It's great, but we still have work to do before we take off for vacation, so let's get to it, shall we?
Absolutely, just Griff.
Just Griff. I've created a monster.
Hold on tight as we segue into The Buzz.
Welcome to this week's The Buzz with Alan Aisbitt and Alan, I thought Doug was going to join us for this week.
I don't know. I saw him at the cafeteria with Audrey.
God, where is he? Jeez, oh, okay. Come on. What?
Sorry, guys.
I was at the cafeteria with Audrey.
Yeah. How much time do you spend there? Can we get started, please?
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm Doug Smith, and you're not.
Yeah, badump.
Have we mentioned that we changed the podcast name?
Oh, dear.
Yeah, catch up, Doug. That's a dead horse you tripped over on the way in.
We've been mentioning it for weeks, Doug.
Yeah. Where have you been?
All right. Well, it's finally actually happened. We've changed the name of the podcast to the eBay for Business podcast. Bam, there, buzzworthy news.
Yeah.
Thanks for the timely update, Doug.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Relevant as always.
That's exactly why I came up.
Well, guess what? I have some timely news.
Oh,
news
good.
Just in.
Okay.
A global seller update.
Yeah.
So we heard from sellers and we're excited to announce an enhancement to eBay Money Back Guarantee case details that is long overdue. eBay Money Back Guarantee case details will now show in the member's native language regardless of the transaction site. What that means is if you're a US seller and you sell an item to a buyer in Germany, the case will now appear in English. In the past, it would be the language would...
Auf Deutsch.
Yeah, would be from the buyer's site. So if you sold to the Germany, the case would be in German, which would make it difficult if you don't speak German.
Jawohl.
So an improvement for both sides, because everyone can converse in their native language.
I'm That's totally beautiful. Confused.
That's beautiful.
But okay, I guess it's good news.
But like Alan said, so if a seller offered worldwide shipping and a buyer in Germany purchased off the eBay DA site, the case details would be shown in German. This caused some confusion, Alan. Just right. Like we got confused with the script.
On the mic.
Just like we got
can't
confused.
I can't believe you looked the over there off the mic.
I'm just
too handsome. Didn't it, Alan?
For those of you wondering, there's a bromance going on the other side of the podcast table. I'll just sit here and monitor. Go ahead.
Yes, Doug, it did. This caused a lot of confusion on the next steps as the seller doesn't speak German. So starting late May 2019, which is just around now, the case details will show the member's native language based off of the registration site. So whether the member accesses the case details via email or resolution center, the language will be consistent with all of their other eBay messaging.
Ich bin ein Berliner.
Oh, nein.
Next up, a seller news announcement.
Ooh, I can't wait.
I know. As the final part of the affected changes to the mailing standards of the United States Postal Service, they will implement changes into the dimensional weight pricing as of June
23rd, 2019.
So slow.
Why?
He's so slow.
I know he is.
All right. This change in calculating shipping for larger packages makes it crucial for sellers to optimize packaging if they ship medium to large packages that contain potentially lighter items.
Mm.
If you can reasonably fit your item into a smaller package, you'll absolutely want to explore your options.
Here's a summary of the changes to dim weight. First class mail international large envelope will no longer support mail pieces over 15.994 ounces. This change will eliminate the need for customs declaration forms with the FCMI. Dim weight pricing changes. Dim weight pricing will be added to priority mail zones, local and 1 through 4.
So all zones.
All zones.
It used to be just zones 5 to 9.
Thank you, Griff.
Okay.
Dim weight pricing will be added to Priority Mail Express.
Yikes.
Dim weight pricing will be added to Parcel Select.
Oh no.
Note, dim weight changes will not affect the current oversized pricing for Parcel Select, which will still apply.
Okay.
Finally, dim weight advisor will be reduced from 194 to 166.
And that's the important one, because if you're not being smart about packing, that will result in higher postage fees.
Yes. Oh no, we don't want that.
I zoned out during that list.
It's because you're dim.
Wait.
Speaking of dim.
But wait.
And now, welcome to Jeopardy with your host, Doug Smith.
Oh,
Alan, please choose a category.
I'll take USPS dimensional weight changes for $1,000, Alex.
All right. For it all, Alan. Dim weight is determined by multiplying a package's length, width, and height, and applying a volumetric divisor.
Ding, ding. What is it? How is dim weight calculated?
Yes, you win.
He's a regular James Holzhauer.
And now to the news. As we celebrate small businesses this month, let's focus on enabling them to expand from local markets to global consumers. A post from our CEO, Devin Wenig, was recently posted on the eBay Inc. blog entitled, "To remain competitive, U.S. small businesses require smarter policies in a digital world."
Mm. And I quote,
"Yeah,
artificial intelligence, drones, blockchain, and other emerging technologies dominate today's headlines, and for good reason. They are exciting elements of the future of both technology and commerce. But they can also be far from reality for many."
And Devin continues and focuses on eBay seller Bill Ingersoll, friend of the eBay for Business podcast. Devin points out that Bill knows what it is that he really needs to compete. His answer, working broadband, open trade, fair taxes, and continued access to the U.S. Postal Service. In short, basic infrastructure and policies that enable small businesses like his to scale and grow.
The post continues and discusses opportunities and challenges faced by small business owners. 6 million U.S. sellers on our marketplace, and more than a third come from small towns and rural areas that are disproportionately affected by weak broadband, unfair regressive taxes, and postal restraints.
Mm.
Devin concludes, quote, "Let's not forget the basics, connecting the unconnected and building essential infrastructure backed by smart policies that propel small businesses. Americans have the talent and entrepreneurship. Now it's up to Washington to help unleash the potential."
Don't hold your breath.
So Bill was in recently and he mentioned his postal office is only open from like 12 to 5.
Yeah, he has the postal restraints. Yeah. That's a big he's in Sloanville, upper New York State, west of Albany, and there's some real challenges with postal service up there.
Yeah, he said it's a huge hassle to get stuff shipped on time.
Let's try to make it better.
In related news, 24 eBay sellers visited policymakers in Washington, D.C. and advocated for better government policies on trade and the Postal Service on behalf of all eBay-enabled small businesses nationwide.
The eBay government relations team recently hosted 24 eBay small business owners from around the country in Washington, D.C. for the 14th annual U.S. of eBay Advocacy Day event. The sellers hailed from 20 states and advocated for policies that would make it easier for small businesses to export via the eBay marketplace and affordable, reliable, and universal postal service. The sellers were joined by Devin Wenig, president and CEO, as well as other eBay key executives, including Jay Hansen, Marie O'Huber, Kathy Foster, and other executives.
eBay would like to thank the 24 sellers for taking away time from their businesses to travel to Washington and advocate on behalf of all eBay sellers. The eBay government relations team will continue to encourage Congress to support trade policies that remove barriers for small business and reduce transaction costs, as well as a strong and viable United States Postal Service.
Now some hot topics from the eBay community board. Seller protections were discussed, including local pickup transactions, intellectual property rights, and returns.
Sellers shared eBay best practices and helped each other out, policy resources with each other, highlighting the protections that eBay does offer, and the situations where a seller may potentially face a loss or need to take additional steps to protect themselves.
Yeah, discussions regarding the lack of protection available for PayPal claims and chargebacks were top contributors to the volume, as many sellers are unclear as to how to address third-party disputes. Griff, do you have any tips on how to handle third-party disputes?
Third-party disputes, what is that?
So, like, if you have an issue, let's say, with PayPal, wouldn't they contact PayPal directly?
Yeah, exactly. Right, eBay and PayPal are two separate companies.
Yes.
So if you have a PayPal issue, contact them.
Yeah, I think we see that quite a bit. It's like, you know, PayPal issues trying to be run through eBay.
Well, it's probably habit, right? So for years, people, rightfully so, saw that we were one company.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people still think, can eBay fix this PayPal problem? And the answer is no. We are two separate companies. You wouldn't go to AT&T to have a Sprint problem fixed.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
Because I'm with Verizon.
Okay, moving on.
There were a number of conversations regarding seasonality this week. Sellers discussed their experience and shared some tips on how to improve listing placement and search results. Griff, what advice can we give on increasing sales and improving search results?
I'm glad you asked. If you have concerns about search and how it works, you can always go to the Help and Contact link at the top of any eBay page. Once you're on that page, type in these words, best practices, and you'll see a series of links. The last link is called Optimizing Your Listings for Best Match. These are the best practices for making sure that you're getting the best placement and best match. Read it, take the advice, follow the instructions, and you'll be fine.
That was really good, Griff.
Thank you, Griff.
You're welcome.
Well, sadly, that is all the news that fits.
Stay classy, eBay.
Thanks, Alan and Doug. Coming up, it's time for the main story. Hi, and welcome to the main story. We actually have three sellers with us today. We're here with Jade Oliver. She's from the UK, from Bristol.
That's correct.
And she sells under the user ID Heavenly Homes and Gardens on eBay UK.
Yes, that's correct.
And then we have Camelia Z. Majette, and her user ID here in the USA is Nyla Shea. It's hard to read there. Okay. Nyla Shea, and she's located in North Carolina. And then joining us again, he's been on the podcast before, is Bill Ingersoll. He has the user ID Bikes, Trikes, and Quads, and he's located in Upper New York State. What town are you again?
Sloansville,
of course, yes. And our theme today is managing work-life balance and avoiding burnout. This is a topic that's near and dear to my heart. So everyone, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
First, I'll go around and I'll ask you a little bit more detail about what you sell, and we'll start with Jade. What do you sell, and how long have you been selling that on eBay?
I have a homeware store, so we sell all sorts of nice things for your house and garden. I've been doing it full-time for 2.5 years. Prior to that, it was a side business that I had whilst I was working as a corporate lawyer.
Corporate lawyer?
Yeah.
We better be careful what we say. And Camelia, what do you sell, and how long have you been selling?
I have sell an all-natural and organic beauty and body care product line. So it's all handcrafted artisan items. I use fair trade ingredients and all certified organic ingredients as well. I'm actually new to the eBay family. I've been with the Retail Revival program for about 8 weeks now. eBay business.
And this is in Greensboro?
Yes, in Greensboro, North Carolina. But I've been in business for actually about 6 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Bill, although some of our listeners may remember, let's refresh everyone's memory what it is that you sell and how long you've been selling it.
I've been selling since 2010. I sell power sports parts and accessories. So that's stuff for like ATVs, dirt bikes, snowmobiles.
I want to get right to our topic, which is the idea of burnout. And I wanted to ask everyone here if this is an issue that you've had in the past or currently. And if so, how has it affected your life and your business? Jade?
Absolutely. Especially when, you know, as I mentioned earlier, I was running my business whilst working in another job full time. And so it meant that any of my free time from my employment, I was spent working on my business. That was an incredibly hard period for me. That was really difficult. But I just pushed through it and kind of thought, I kept thinking of the end goal. Eventually, I can leave my career and run this business full time. And then maybe I will have a bit more time for myself.
What's more stressful, being a corporate lawyer or selling on eBay?
They have their own different stresses. Yeah.
Are you happy that you've made that move?
I am. I'm so much happier now. Being self-employed is amazing. It's not without challenges, of course, but I don't get that fear on a Sunday night of going to work the next day. I don't have that. It doesn't feel like going to work when you do something you love every day. It doesn't feel like a job. It has its stresses, of course, but.
Well, that's an interesting point because you said every day. And if you're working in a 9-to-5 job, you get the weekends mm-hmm. to sort of relax. Does that happen when you're self-employed and selling on eBay? Is it truly every day for you?
It really is. Yeah. There isn't a day where I don't check in my emails or, you know, do something. And I'm sure it's the same mm-hmm. for the other guys mm-hmm. here. Especially when you're working on an online platform, it's a 24-hour service. People are buying all night, all day. They're sending messages all the time. And if you want to keep on top of your customer service, they expect you to reply. And, you know, and you want to reply because you don't want to miss those sales.
Camelia, do you find the same thing?
Yes, I find the same thing. Being able to really have that work-life balance is very important. And it's also sometimes very difficult, especially if you do have a family as well. I have 2 children and then I'm also married. So trying to balance your business where it's still a growing business. So I only have me and then my husband helps out once in a while. So
well,
I'm
good
doing
for him.
So
they can be useful.
Right, they can. Doing the marketing, you know, the sales, the product production, because I make my own product. you know, it's very time consuming. I don't have a brick and mortar, so it's just all e-commerce. But I am able to interact with my customers in different ways, which definitely helps. But you really have to find time for yourself somehow. But when you do, you just have to realize, okay, my work is going to be waiting for me later on.
Yeah.
It's like it is, of course, easier to have a 9 to 5 and have the weekends off. But being able to have the flexibility of having your own really is what I enjoy.
Bill, do you get burned out?
I think I've been burned out for like 20 years now.
Jeez. Our doctors will warn us about this.
Yeah.
We think we're super people and superhuman and we can get through it. You do have to balance this out. How do you balance this out to keep yourself? You seem calm and pretty sane to me.
That's only because it's a complete opposite side.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. With me, I mean, I just try to make things as efficient as possible. I don't try to make any extra decisions other than my necessary decisions. I borrowed this from, I think it was Steve Jobs or someone that said that they wore basically the same clothes every day so they didn't have to pick them out. So that's basically where I'm at, where I have all my clothes are the same. I don't need to make that decision. Everything I do has to be in unison like that. That allows me to dedicate as much time as I need to my business without, I can't go and relax and have fun knowing that I could be working unless I've done everything when I'm there that is going to maximize my efforts. Those types of things are, to me, key. And I think the other thing, too, is not everyone can work at the same capacity. There's different limits for different people. I mean, it's times during the week where I'm running on 3 hours of sleep and I can do that efficiently for at least a few days in a row. So those types of things, but that's where I'm happiest. I mean, I've always been a high energy person. For me, sitting in this chair all the time, I have more energy than I know what to do with, so I have to put it somewhere.
You should explain to our audience who can't see us that.
Oh, yeah. I use the wheelchair from a motocross crash.
What you love doing has had ramifications as well, but it hasn't changed the way you feel about it.
In a way, like you get so accustomed to that lifestyle, which is much more extreme than the lifestyle of a business person. So you have to be careful. A lot of people don't make it past the end of that aspect of their life without going off the rails into partying or something like that. So, I mean, this has been a good outlet for me to put my energy into. You know, it's a more positive one than other things.
Jade, do you actually take time off from your business?
I'm a big fan of a holiday. I struggle when I'm at home, you know, on a weekend, trying to find time to step away is actually really difficult. So I take lots of breaks abroad and I find that
like
helps.
Like this one.
Like this one. Yeah, absolutely. And I find that kind of physical removal from my business is really helpful. The phone is still there. The emails are still coming in. But by forcing myself to sort of take a proper break, it does help to kind of recharge the batteries. And I'll set myself maybe an hour in the morning and an hour in the evening while I'm away to go through emails to keep on top of stuff because no one's going to do it if I don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But during the day, you know, I'm not there sat at the laptop. I'm not sort of checking the phone. I try and get out and do stuff and see things and have nice meals and all that kind of stuff.
And
to
how often? What's the cadence for your time off vacations? Once a year? Or?
No. Quite a few holidays a year.
Oh,
it's my business.
It seems like you got this figured
that's
out.
I like to travel. That's my outlet. That's what I do. Yeah.
And it helps. It helps balance everything.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then I work incredibly hard when I'm back. Yeah.
Are you the only person working in your business?
So I'm fortunate enough. I'm finally in a position now where I've got actually family members. My auntie and my sister both work full time in the business now. And they run all of the packing and the warehouse and everything. So before I was doing all of that myself. So going on holiday was a nightmare because it meant there was no one there to pack orders.
Yeah.
It was when I went on honeymoon, actually, my sister took over packing for 2 weeks for me and learnt the business. And so since then, she's kind of been able to step up and help and has eventually come and worked full time with me. And having those two there and knowing that they've got my back in terms of, you know, making sure everything's going out is amazing. I still do all the customer service myself. There's certain operational aspects where I have to kind of push certain orders through to them or, you know, tell them about orders coming in or whatever. So I kind of need to be in touch with them, but I know that they're there sort of doing all the kind of, you know, the day to day.
So cards on the table, Jade.
Yeah.
Do you give them vacation time? Do they get time off?
Of course,
do you,
yeah.
You don't work them to death all year.
My sister's worse at traveling than me, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good. All right, so good. Everyone's getting the relaxation.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Camelia.
Yeah. Well, for me, I haven't had that luxury to be able to travel abroad often. After really, since I work full time on the business, I can't do that often right now. Mm-hmm. But hopefully, in the future, I would love to be able
so
to. So what I yes
yeah.
yes definitely. I really feel that being able to have that self-care time is very important. Having a support system, a strong support system is very important. I have sometimes staycations. Well, maybe I'll go to the spa for a couple hours or a day, or maybe I'll visit my family. They live 3 hours away, some of my family. So, you know, just maybe like weekend type things, but I am still keeping up with my work. So I try to do that. And also another thing is I am a practicing Muslim woman. I pray 5 times a day.
Yeah,
and
so they're kind of built in, these breaks, right?
Yes. Yep.
And so it's helpful, right?
Sorry?
It's helpful.
It's helpful. It's like, I mean, it's you try your best, you know, to keep your mind off of everything when you're at your prayer times, you know, but it's that mindfulness and that being at peace with your creator and that thankfulness, it really helps you to get back on.
Bill, I've learned a lot about you reading your Facebook page, and you are a crazy guy, but it doesn't matter if it's a week or if it is just like for Camille, a few hours of the day, it's making sure that you've planned and you've taken those breaks that help, don't you find?
Yeah, I think a lot of it, too, is always having phone and technology around. You're never in the moment. You're always, you know, if you're managing your business from either of those devices, and everybody has one on them 24/7, if I do something for myself, whether it's something that's an hour of my day, I just make sure that I'm disconnected for that hour. And it's almost refreshing to the point where it doesn't feel like hard labor.
Yeah. When you disconnect, what do? Do you leave it behind?
Like I'll go for a motorcycle ride or hanging out with my girlfriend or something like that. I'm not on my phone. And I mean, I've made all those mistakes before. So like I went through a really rough period in 2017 where I almost didn't make it out.
Is your phone with you, but it's just off?
No, it's with me. I don't ever turn the ringer on. It's always on silent, you know, because otherwise every little notification, I'll be pulling up the phone to see what it is. So
I turned off my notifications.
Yeah.
Jade.
The notifications are on. Yeah, I'm tethered. Much to my husband's annoyance.
That kind of reminds me, though, you know, those people that used to have the kiosks in the mall selling cell phones.
Yeah.
Like back before it was a necessary part of life. You know, they would heckle you, you know, until you stopped and saw them. So they said, well, if you don't have a phone and your mom calls you and she's sick, what's she going to do? And I said, well, I'm not a doctor. She better call someone else.
Well, you know what he meant, Bill. Yeah.
No, I know what he meant, but, you know.
Jade mentioned that she has family members working for her. Camelia or Bill, whoever wants to jump in, you have family members that help?
Yes, I have my husband and then once in a while my children also step in.
There's delegation there.
How old are your children?
11 and 13. Oh. Yeah, so a boy and a girl.
Mm-hmm. And she's working him to death. I love this. Well,
somewhat.
Bill, do you delegate?
Yes. I mean, I try to not to mix personal relationships with business, but my two full-time employees are almost like family to me. Went down that road. It's not always the best mix. I have a cousin who will work part-time and stuff if I need extra help, but like I had a girlfriend working for me once, not recommended.
Should we pry?
Well, I mean, I can just say that what they say about those situations are correct.
And what do they say, Bill?
Well, she left with another employee, so figure that one out.
Okay. Awful. We'll leave that right there.
Yeah. Is this Jerry Springer?
No.
Camille, going to a spa is a way of rewarding yourself. Jade takes breaks.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, how do you reward yourself?
Usually I just go for a motorcycle ride.
So that's important for you, right? It's that mobility, mm-hmm. that speed, and that puts your head in a restful place?
It puts you in the moment because, I mean, there are instances. I mean, a vehicle coming the other way could swerve into you and kill you right there. So, you know, you're kind of in the moment. And I think it's the same thing that you get from, like, meditation and those types of things.
Sure.
Just being in that moment and being quiet where whatever goes on there, you gain a lot from it.
I've learned a little something about Bill, which is his work really makes him happy. That's his balance. But that's not the same for everyone. I think if I was listing items 24 hours a day, I'd go out of my mind. Jade, what would your advice be to someone who's struggling with this right now and not really meeting a goal they've set for balancing their work and life?
I think it's easy to say, well, just take a day off or take a break. But obviously that can end up being even more stressful because all you're doing on your time off is thinking what's going on. But I think, you know, set time off, but then set like an hour in the morning or an hour in the evening, set certain work times where you can check in, you can deal with the most urgent stuff, just get everything off that you need to do. And then sort of, you know, say between the hours of 8 and 9 in the morning and then 9 o'clock, you say, right, I'm done. I'm going to go and enjoy my day. I'm going to have a nice day. I'm going to have a break. And then come maybe 7 o'clock, you can allow yourself another hour to just check back in, deal with anything you need to do. And then that's it. And then save work sort of for the rest of that evening. And then whether it's a weekend off or a week, whatever, just having that bit of time. But if you really can't go cold turkey, give yourself a window, but try and stick to that window.
So start with little baby increments.
Yeah.
Even if it's just an hour.
Yeah.
Right.
And you seem to be doing this already, Camille.
Well, I'm trying to incorporate it in even more now. But I, you know, just like you were saying, sometimes you have to force yourself to take some time out for yourself, because I love nature. I love walking. I love going to the parks. Even if I can't do that, maybe I just need to just sit outside and listen to the birds chirping for like 20 minutes if we can, you know, or just walking around the block for a little bit, if possible. But you kind of have to force yourself to be able to do that. And like you were saying, take time to shut down everything for a little while and just do it in spurts that way. So if you have a habit of checking your email often or your notifications, then just do it. Perhaps you'll do it maybe 1 o'clock and then 5 o'clock, and then that's it. You know?
Again, set those goals. Mm-hmm. Set that calendar out for the day.
Yeah.
Bill, what advice do you have besides getting on a motorbike and screaming through the countryside?
Well, there is a point of diminishing returns, too, where you can force yourself to work through that, and you're getting as much done as you'd get done in an hour if you just took a little time for yourself. So, I mean, to me, I mean, I would sort of do it the same way we would list product. Test it, see how it goes, and reel it back in if you need to. I know where my limits are, but it doesn't mean I won't cross them routinely.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of know what I need to do. If it's a Friday and I'm running on 6 hours of sleep for the week, I know that, all right, if you feel like you don't need to do this right now, don't do it. You know, and that's when you'll make mistakes too. So, I mean, everybody has that limit. And I think as you get older, it becomes more apparent where that limit is.
Don't be too hard on yourself if you don't meet a goal every now and then.
Right. Yeah, I don't know about that one. That's a dangerous one.
Yeah, living is stressful.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Well, I want to thank you all for taking time out of your time here on eBay. I should mention that our sellers today here, and this is Jade and Camelia and Bill, are part of a larger group of sellers who are here for something called Leader Week at eBay. And we're so glad that you took the time to come in, because it's busy. You guys have a very busy schedule meeting with eBay vice presidents and directors for the next few days. So thank you very much for taking the time to be on the podcast. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Jade Oliver, Camelia Z. Majet, and Bill Ingersoll about managing work-life balance and avoiding burnout. Now, we'll put links to their stores in the transcript so that you can visit and see what they sell on eBay. I think that's the least I could do for you guys, right? So thanks again. Stay tuned. We'll have our next segment coming.
It's time for Inside eBay, and this week we're talking vacation settings with David Bernstein. David is the lead product manager at eBay, focusing on improving the selling experience for small to large businesses. Welcome to the show, David.
Thanks, Griff.
Tell us how long you've been with eBay, and give us a little more detail into what you do.
Well, I've been at eBay coming up on 8 years now, and I've been working on the selling team this entire time. I really enjoy it. My goal is to help sellers, as you mentioned, optimize their business and increase their sales. I work primarily on Seller Hub and features in Seller Hub. So I've been responsible for the eBay stores product that sellers can use. And I've been responsible for order management, the orders tab in Seller Hub. And
I love that tab.
So I'm glad to hear it. Yeah. And now I'm focusing on the active listings page and adding a lot of great features there.
You cover a wide range of things when it comes to seller product and tools. But today we're specifically talking about eBay stores. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do day to day for eBay stores?
For eBay stores, when I was managing that product, I was working on the tools that we provide to sellers to create their storefront, which is their individual slice of eBay. It's like your own little branded place on eBay where you can show all of the items you have for sale. And you could, for example, direct traffic from social media to your store. So I was working on the tools for sellers there.
And now we can put up like a banner and a logo, and it's really cool. I love the way it looks.
So yes, thanks.
So why should a seller create an eBay store? I mean, this is your chance to plug away at the product you work on.
Exactly. So the key thing I want to mention is that subscribing to a store is a lot more than the storefront that you get. Yeah. So clearly you get a storefront. But one of the key reasons sellers subscribe to stores is for financial reasons. You get a certain number of free insertion-free listings based on the level of store that you subscribe to. And in the U.S. here on eBay.com, we have 5 different tiers of store that you can subscribe to, starting with the starter tier.
Mm-hmm. That's a new one, right?
That's a new one that was introduced this past year. That's $4.95 a month if you do the yearly subscription. And with that, you get 100 free listings per month. And it goes up from there. There's a basic store subscription, there's a premium anchor, and we've also added an enterprise store tier for the very large sellers.
Yeah, there's some. These are sellers that sell millions and millions of dollars within a year.
Exactly. If you're enterprise, you get 100,000 free listings per month.
I don't know where I'd start listing.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither. I am not of that scale.
Neither am I. But one of the features about a store that we want to talk about is one that's been around for quite a while, but some sellers may know about it. It's a really important one that folds up to our theme about work-life balance this week and making sure that you don't burn out. Everybody should take a vacation.
Definitely.
And so we have a feature in stores. It's called the Store Vacation Mode. Can you talk a little bit about it?
Yes, I can. Definitely. It's a great feature. And as you said, sellers need some time off. They need a break. And when you take a break, you want to inform your customers out there. And ideally, you actually want to take down your fixed price listings so people don't buy them while you're on vacation. Hmm. So the store vacation settings are available to store subscribers only. And when you do subscribe to a store, you get access to Seller Hub. And in Seller Hub, there's a tab called Marketing. And the store is considered part of your marketing. It's your branding. It's your presence on eBay and on the web. So within the Marketing tab, there's a nice little module on the summary page called Manage Your Brand. And there's a link there that says Vacation Settings. So that's the link you would click to get to the vacation settings. The vacation settings are actually in the My eBay Messages area because not only can you put your store on vacation, you can also turn on out-of-office emails. Mm. So, for example, if buyers contact you through the messaging system on eBay, you can have an automatic reply that goes back that says, I can't respond because I'm on vacation.
And you can put details in that message as well.
Exactly. You can put details in that message. So to give a little more details about the vacation settings themselves, you can turn them on. That's your first choice. And when you turn on vacation settings, you have the option of putting in a custom message, as you mentioned. And this message will show up on your storefront and on your listings as well. You can also set a date that you will be returning.
Mm-hmm. Or you hope to return.
That you hope to return. Hopefully you come back as planned.
Italy's really nice. I think I'll stay here for another year.
Yeah, and that could happen. So you could go on a vacation indefinitely. There's an option there that's actually a really important option, and at eBay we recommend that sellers do this. It's optional, but we recommend it, and it's the option to keep people from buying your fixed price listings while you're on vacation. Let me clarify here. So your auction style listings cannot be hidden with this feature.
Right. So if there's an auction running when you put the feature on, it's going to continue.
Exactly. So what we recommend if you are doing auctions is that you plan ahead and have your auctions end before you're going to leave on vacation. So that way you can fulfill those orders and get them shipped out before you leave.
Right.
For your fixed price listings, which are all good to cancel now, so those listings that are ongoing, if you select this option, they will be hidden from eBay search. And if buyers do happen to find your listing, say they had it in their watch list or they already had it in their cart, they will not be able to buy it.
Right.
The reason this is important is because even when you're on vacation and you have your vacation hold turned on, you are still responsible for shipping your items on time and meeting your handling time.
Right.
So this is a point of confusion for many sellers, and unfortunately, it's not as clear as it can be in our interface. What I want to say is that even with vacation hold turned on, if a buyer does purchase an item, and for example, say you have one-day handling, if you don't ship it and upload your tracking in one day, you're going to get a defect. So what we recommend is you turn this feature on to prevent people from buying your items while you're away. The other thing you can do that's really helpful is to actually update the handling time on your listings.
Right. You can bulk edit all your listings and change the handling time to, say, 7 days if you're gone that long.
Exactly. And that's just a backup. So if you hide your listings, you don't really need to be changing the handling time. If you are not hiding the listings, as we recommend, I definitely suggest that you increase the handling time.
Yeah. And in conversations with sellers, a lot of them say, well, I'm glad I have the two options, but I'm going away for a week and I don't want to miss any sales. So I think I'm going to edit my handling time for a week, change it to 5 or 7 days, and then that way I can still make the sales and buyers will know this is my promise for this week. It's going to take longer for me to handle it. And then they're covered by eBay as well.
Exactly. And that's the very good strategy as well. You know, if you're on vacation for a short period of time, you want to get those sales, just make sure you increase your handling time. Because really, if you think about it from the buyer's perspective, when you purchase something and you see that it's going to ship the next day and it doesn't, you're disappointed. And as a buyer, you don't really care that the seller's on vacation. You just want that purse that you bought or those sneakers.
Absolutely. And if it's going to take a little longer and it's a rare purse or a rare pair of sneakers, the buyer may decide that's okay.
Exactly. Right.
How long does it take for listings to become hidden? Are they immediately hidden, or is there like a lag time that I need to work into my schedule?
There actually is a little bit of a lag time, so I'm very glad that you asked that. What we say in the interface when you're turning on your vacation settings is that it can take up to 1 to 2 hours for your listings to be hidden. So we do recommend that you turn on this option a little bit before you're leaving on your vacation.
It shouldn't be the last thing you're doing when you're leaving the door, right?
Exactly, exactly. Unless you want to have to quickly ship something on your way out.
Yeah, I've got other things on my mind. So.
Exactly. And similarly, even though you're setting your return date, that does not actually automatically turn off the vacation hold. You still have to manually come back in and flip it back off. And similar to the other side, it takes 1 to 2 hours for your listings to show up again.
Right. So don't panic when you get back home and you turn the vacation mode off. If your listings don't appear right away, don't panic.
Exactly. It can take a couple of hours.
Right. And if you're in the car coming back from the airport, maybe you want to do it then. If you really want to have sales starting right away. I know folks who are on vacation, they know that they say their handling time is a day. They'll turn their vacation settings back on while they're still on their last day of vacation, which to me seems a little risky because you never know if you're going to make it home anyway. But yeah, there it is.
That's true. Yeah. I suppose you could flip it off and flip it back on if you need
that's
to,
right?
There's just that, you know, 1 to 2 hour lag. So,
David, what else do you recommend for sellers who are planning a well-needed, well-deserved vacation?
Yeah, those are really the key things. Ensure that your auctions are ending before you're away. Otherwise, you'll be on the hook for shipping them.
And it's not just when the auction ends. You have to figure out how long does it take, what's the average time that people pay for things, and then because you're not going to ship until they pay. And on auctions, it's not immediate payment right now. So
yes,
you have to work all that into the schedule.
Yes, Griff. Excellent point. You're an avid seller yourself, so I know you know these things.
Well, you learn by making mistakes.
We all learn that way. Yes, but that's true. A buyer wins an auction. They've got 2 days officially to pay, but you might find that your buyers take 3 days or 4 days. So yeah, you need to account for that.
Yeah, it's hard to do. I think I'd make sure all my auctions were ending at least a week or two before I was going to go away, just for peace of mind.
Yeah, just for peace of mind. And again, for the fixed price listings, it's up to you. eBay provides these tools. You as the seller can choose your strategy. I recommend that you hide your fixed price listings.
Yeah.
If you want to keep those listings up so you still make the sale, please make sure that you include that message so it shows up on your listings, include your return date. But I do want to say a lot of times shoppers don't read that.
No, it's true.
You know, people have short attention spans and they're on their mobile device and they're shopping, or maybe they are in their desktop computer or their laptop and they're watching TV and shopping on eBay. They might not notice that message that says the seller's away. So if you're not blocking that listing, they might go ahead and purchase it just thinking they're going to get it in a few days.
You know, we didn't talk about one options, which is actually really important for some sellers.
What's that?
Hire help.
Yes.
Hire and train someone to fulfill your orders while you're gone.
Well, and that's a great way to scale your business. And for me, working on Seller Hub, as you mentioned, focused on small to medium businesses, there are definitely a lot of sellers out there who want to scale their operations, and they hire folks to help them with listing, and they hire folks to help them with fulfillment, so they can go on vacation and have somebody back at the shop getting things out.
Or you can leave your spouse behind, let them do the work.
I wouldn't recommend that for marital happiness.
Yeah, good for business, but not good for the marriage. It's true. David, I want to thank you for stopping by. This has been great. I hope you'll come back and visit us again.
Definitely, Griff. Thanks for having me.
We've been speaking with David Bernstein. He's the lead product manager here at eBay. He takes care of all of the seller tools and works on them day and night diligently. And we've been talking about vacation settings. Remember, don't burn out. Give yourself a little break. Take a vacation.
Up next, it's time to close the curtain on this week's episode. Well, Alan, that's all there is for this week.
It went well, I think.
I agree. You know, that was the most people we've had in the studio for recording ever.
Totally. It was fun. I would give it a good review on Yelp.
Yes, we should do that more often. What's up for our next episode?
Well, our theme next week will be the perfect listing.
It's something every seller strives to achieve.
Yes, indeed. And then we'll explore that topic in depth with special seller guests in studio. And we'll talk with eBay's Chris Von Wagner about the tools and features eBay provides to sellers to help them achieve the perfect listing.
You know, I often wonder if my listings are perfect.
I'm sure they are.
Mm.
They should be. You've been here long enough.
I know.
If your listings are not perfect by now, well, they may never be.
Thanks for that vote of confidence, Alan. Let's remind them how they can contact us.
Of course. If you want to join the fun here on the eBay for Business podcast, you can be a part of the show when you call us on 888-723-4630.
You got that number right. It's 888-723-4630. And you can call that hotline any time of the day. You know the drill. Any day of the week. Leave a question or comment that's appropriate, and we just might put it on the air.
And we have our very own email address where you can send your questions if you prefer. Pay attention, our email address has changed. It's now podcast@ebay.com. That is podcast@ebay.com.
You know, that's much easier to remember. podcast@ebay.com. We should have had that one from the start.
podcast@ebay.com. I love it. Well, yeah. Better late than never.
Yeah.
Hey, Griff.
What?
I love selling on eBay, but sometimes, I have to admit, I get a little burned out.
Mm.
What would you suggest to me as a seller if I want to take a little time away from my work, you know, work-life balance, and maybe meet other sellers over a little beverage and nosh? Any ideas or thoughts?
Alan, I have just the thing. To alleviate possible selling burnout, you should be attending a local eBay seller meetup in your area.
Oh, of course. I never thought of that.
Yeah, right. I think you're going to one tonight.
That's true.
Right here on campus.
Right.
At seller meetups, you can share tips, stories, insights, and commiserate with other sellers, just like yourself. Now, you can see meetups that are scheduled in your local area on our special eBay community page for meetups. You can find it at www.ebay.com/meetups.
Now, why didn't I think of that? Thanks, Griff.
Well, don't mention it. Well, now it's time to tell them what else they should do, and you're good at it.
Gladly. Don't forget to tune into our weekly live video stream on the eBay for Business Facebook page every Wednesday at 12:30 Pacific time. Go to facebook.com/eBay for Business.
And you want to tell them about the community chat that I forgot to include in the script?
Thank you, Griff.
You're welcome.
Then make sure you jump on over to the eBay community. We have a weekly chat with eBay staff from 1 to 2 Pacific where we answer all of the burning seller questions, and you can get to that at ebay.com/community chat.
And that's every Wednesday?
Every Wednesday, 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific.
Perfect. And that is our show for this week. This podcast would not be possible without the help of our team, starting with Head of Community, Brian Burke.
Segment Executive Producer, Doug Smith. Wait, Executive Producer, when did he get promoted?
Just now. Marketing Strategist, Liz Austin.
Editor-in-Chief, Audio Engineer, and of course, Host, Griff.
And my esteemed and august co-host, Alan. Just Alan, sorry.
Executive Producer, I want the promotion.
No, dude, down boy.
Hey.
eBay for Business is produced and distributed by Libsyn and Podcast 411.
Griff.
Like what?
Wow, what are we going to do with Doug?
Well, he works so hard, I thought I can't give him a raise, but I can give him another title.
I should have yelled, I can hear you when you guys said that.
You can hear me now.
I can hear you.
So there, like Dwight from The Office.
Dwight Schrute.
Yeah.
So do you want to be executive something?
Assistant to the regional podcast executive, head of community, Doug Smith.
Alan could be executive co-host.
I'm going to be CEO of the co-host of the podcast. VP of senior VP.
What have I unleashed on the world?
I better text my mom.
All right.